Sitrep ISR, Lebanese journalist Amal Khalil confirmed killed in IDF strike at Al-Tiri, issued 1:14 Israel time 22:14 UTC, Thursday the 23rd of April 2026. Bottom line, since the prior Sitrep, Lebanese journalist Amal Khalil has been confirmed killed, not merely trapped, in the IDF strike at Al-Tiri, southern Lebanon, with her body recovered after hours of search. Separately, US Navy Secretary John Phelan has departed the Trump administration immediately amid ongoing maritime tensions with Iran. Since the previous Sitrep, the death of Lebanese journalist Amal Khalil in the IDF strike at Al-Tiri has been confirmed by Lebanese civil defense and multiple sources, materially escalating the prior Sitrep's account. On the US side, Navy Secretary Phelan's abrupt departure introduces leadership turbulence at the top of the service conducting Iran blockade operations. IRGC footage of the MSC Epaminondas seizure provides visual corroboration of the Hormuz ship seizures reported earlier. The US State Department has issued an immediate departure warning for US citizens in Iran, and reporting indicates Washington is still awaiting a unified Iranian position on nuclear talks amid signs of leadership fracture in Tehran. Iran. IRGC releases seizure footage. US warns citizens to depart Iran. IRGC Navy released footage of its forces seizing the container ship MSC Epaminondas in the Strait of Hormuz. Cords News Network, War Monitors. This provides visual corroboration of the two container ship seizures referenced in the prior Sitrep. The TLDR Iran Sitrep reports tanker traffic through Hormuz at a floor of two vessels per day, with Brent crude at $101.91 plus 3% and backwardation of plus $7.66, signaling acute supply shortage. US departure warning News 0404IL reports the US has issued an immediate departure warning for American citizens in Iran. The IDF spokesperson and State Department have not yet issued a formal public statement on this in the coverage window. The report is from an Israeli mainstream Telegram channel. Nuclear talks, fractured Iranian position. The White House states it is awaiting a unified Iranian position on nuclear talks amid Israeli reports asserting a Sunday deadline and reporting of a fractured Iranian leadership. A source described as close to Trump told the outlet he wants to exhaust all diplomatic options before again using force. Basij poisoning reports. News 0404IL reports an unconfirmed mass poisoning incident among Basij forces in Tehran, with one fatality and dozens hospitalized. This report is from a single Israeli mainstream Telegram channel and has not been corroborated by a second source within the coverage window. Treat as unconfirmed signal. Navy Secretary departure. The Pentagon confirmed that US Navy Secretary John Phelan has left the Trump administration immediately. Y012 chat News 0404IL. The TLDR Iran Sitrep notes that Hung Sao, a special operations veteran described as a political novice, is set to assume the role during active wartime naval operations. This introduces leadership continuity risk at the service conducting Hormuz blockade enforcement. Lebanon Northern Front. Journalist Amal Khalil confirmed killed at Al-Tiri. Journalist fatality confirmed. Lebanese journalist Amal Khalil, a field reporter for the newspaper Al-Akhbar, has been confirmed killed in the IDF strike at Al-Tiri, southern Lebanon. Her body was recovered after hours of search by rescue teams, Lebanese civil defense, per Quds News Network, War Monitors, Bint JBL News, Al-Manar. This upgrades the prior Sitrep's framing, in which Khalil was reported trapped under rubble, to a confirmed fatality. Lebanese civil defense confirmed the death. The Lebanese information minister, per N12 chat, called the killing a heinous crime and flagrant violation of international law. Al-Manar, a Hezbollah-affiliated propaganda outlet, asserted the strike was a deliberate assassination timed before a new round of direct talks and provided a detailed account of the sequence. A drone strike on a civilian vehicle at 14:30 killed two civilians, forcing Khalil and journalist Zainab Faraj to shelter nearby before subsequent strikes. These characterizations of intent are Al-Manar's framing and are not independently corroborated within the coverage window. Al Jazeera correspondent Carmen Yokadar publicly mourned Khalil, describing a final phone call from Tehri in which Khalil said she was safe. A funeral procession for Khalil departed TBN and toward her hometown. IDF position. No IDF statement on the Al-Tiri strike or the journalist fatality was available in the coverage window. The prior Sitrep noted the IDF had not commented on the incident at that time. Gaza drone strike kills five in Beit Lahia. Artillery fire reported Beit Lahia strike. Quds News Network, a propaganda tier outlet, reported that an Israeli drone strike on Beit Lahia in northern Gaza killed five Palestinians, including three children, naming them as Salah Mahmoud Al-Abed, Aboud Mahmoud Al-Abed, Ala Nabil Hussein Bayalusha, Mohammed Baha Nabil Bayalusha, and Anas Ihab Abu Fau. N12 chat, a mainstream Israeli Telegram channel, separately reported five fatalities from an IDF strike in Beit Lahia, providing partial corroboration. Israeli artillery fire on eastern Beit Lahia was also reported by Quds News Network. Unconfirmed, casualty figures and names are from a single propaganda tier source. The N12 chat corroboration covers the strike and death toll, but not the named individuals. Robot detonation, Quds News Network reported. Israeli forces detonated an explosive-laden robot in eastern Gaza City. No corroboration from a trusted or mainstream source within the coverage window. West Bank funeral incident. Al Jazeera reported Israeli forces fired tear gas at the funeral of two Palestinians killed by settlers at a school in the occupied West Bank. This is a caution tier source. No corroboration from a mainstream or trusted source in the coverage window. End of site rep. Full coverage at sitrepisr.com.